As we were finishing up, Shemin Tov Kav Zion, Siv Zion, the Machaber says, Umatr Lagabel, Afer Liston Pi Vo Pi Hatanar. You're allowed to mix up water with dust in order to make a material which you'd be able to close up the oven. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that it's okay, even though really there's an opinion in Hilchos Shabbos that just putting in the water into any material is going to be a problem, even by a Davar She'eino Bar Gibul, even something which doesn't get mixed up so needed so well. Still here it's going to be mutter because of Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. And the two reasons that we said earlier aren't Shayach by Efer, because before Yom Tov you couldn't create this because the Efer wouldn't stay together. It would dry up. And so that's the second reason, because it looks like you're being megavel for binyan purposes, isn't shayach here, because nobody uses afer to make something which they are going to build. But still, if you have a tit, which is all plaster, which was already made beforehand, then you can't make the afer anymore. There are some who are machmir by gibul of afer on Yom Tov, and even though me'ikar din the santa halacha, still ha-machmir tavo alav bracha, and that is what is best to do. Siman tav kuf ches. You're not allowed to heat up rocks in order to roast on or bake on, because you strengthen them. You're not allowed to break any clay. You're not allowed to cut paper in order to roast on. You're not allowed to create a pole in order to roast on either. All of these are going to be usher because of tikkun mana, because you are creating an item. Siv beis. Potzem, it goes in b'matlis. You're allowed to crack nuts in a towel of some sort, and we're not afraid you're going to rip the towel. Even though you're breaking it and you're hitting it pretty hard, still, even if it does rip, you don't care, because it's only chayev when it's korei amanas litbor, and it's also davar she'eino miskaven. It's not your intention, and it's not a psik resha. It's not definitely going to happen, so therefore this will be mutter. If it was definitely going to happen, then it'll be a problem. Before starting Siman Tuf Kuf Tes, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, gives a bit of an introduction to Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. He explains that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, those items which are used for purposes of making food, not the actual food process, but those which are used for making food, so it's a step before the cooking of the food, is a machokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan holds, since the pasuk says, "Ach asher yechel ochel nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem," then you are allowed to make food on Yom Tov, but you are not allowed to do the preparatory steps for the making of the food. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that is only talking about the preparatory steps which could have been done before Yom Tov, but if it couldn't have been done before Yom Tov, then just as Ochel Nefesh is Mutar on Yom Tov, so too these items are Mutar on Yom Tov, and we most poskin paskin like Rabbi Huda. Even though that is true, you're not allowed to make an actual kli for Ochel Nefesh purposes, even according to Rabbi Huda. They only argue when it comes to fixing the kli or something like that for Ochel Nefesh purposes, but creating a new kli is going to be usher even according to Rabbi Huda. So if it broke on Yom Tov or something like that, or you it broke before Yom Tov but you didn't have time to fix it, Rabbi Huda would say it's okay, and the Chachamim would say it's a problem. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that even those who pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's mutter to do machshir yochel nefesh, that's only a person for himself, but he's not allowed to teach other people. As we will learn, it is halacha ve'ein morin kein.